Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com as we launch into hour number two. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You'll find that all the features there are completely free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Once again, we do it for free. Let's go to the phones. You know what? I don't know if Tim is still on the line. If Tim is on the line in Illinois, let's try bringing him back. He's gone. Let's go to Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Brian.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, what's on your mind?
We haven't talked about bees for a while.
Ah, yes. The amazing, mysterious, vanishing bees.
I've heard something about cell phones allegedly killing off the bees. What's the latest?
Well, that's the latest. We keep bees here, and we create marvelous, marvelous tasting honey. It's just amazing.
I bet.
My wife, Heidi's been keeping bees for, I don't know, 20 or 25 years. She got started a couple years ago, and it kind of ended up in the emergency room.
Whoa. You know, whenever I go any place and I see along the side of the road somebody who sells honey, that's the only way to get it. Folks, don't buy honey at the store if you have some place that you can stop off on the side of the road.
That much better, huh?
It is that much better. The taste is just so much better.
And preservatives in the bottled honey?
I don't you need to preserve honey.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal with the honey you buy. FDA law says that honey is what the government says it is. Now, I'm getting on and off topic here. But the government says that honey is honey. Now, normally when you buy a bag of cereal or, you know, potato chips, you got to list all that crap that's in that, you know, every ingredient.
I see.
But honey is what they say it is. And so when you buy honey, you're probably buying something that is maybe 10 or 15% that comes out of a bee, and the rest is corn syrup.
Oh, my goodness.
I would have never guessed that. You know, I can totally tell the difference. There's just a lot more depth and texture to real honey. It's a pain to get out of the bottles. I like the little bear squeeze it thing.
Love the honey bears. Those are very convenient.
But the stuff just doesn't taste anywhere near as good. Plus, it doesn't have the local. The bees use the local pollen and it helps your allergies.
So there you go, Mark. You're the one who's always advocating for food labeling by the FDA. That's one of your favorite government programs. And here's one of the inadequacies of it.
I'm not saying
laid bare for you.
Look, they're going to do the same thing either whether they label it as honey or not.
Well, so, no, they label it as 100% pure honey. You go to the store, and it says 100% pure honey, and it's not. It's a lie.
Right.
You look on the ingredient label for what's in this thing, and it says 100% pure honey, but it's not, because they say that honey can be, you know, 90% fruit sugar,
right,
and not honey at all.
So says the government.
Just, you know, take a tablespoon out of your you know, sugar pot.
Without anything, now if it weren't for the government with their I guess parameters on honey there that allows these honey manufacturers to make essentially false claims with the government's approval, if it weren't for that, then maybe there would be some sort of honeybee association that could certify certain honeys in that, okay, this is certified 100% real honey, and then you could look into those certifications if you wanted to. If we didn't have the FDA around, we could still have labeling.
Underwriters Laboratory of Honey, the Honeywriters Laboratory.
There you go. So what about the bees? What's the latest on them?
Well, whenever there's a mystery, you know, I'm thinking about Virginia Tech. Whenever there's a mystery, you know, why'd this guy do it? Every single action group comes up with a way to solve this mystery with their own particular, bent. And I think that's what's happening with the bees. It's called CCD, Colony Collapse Disorder. It's even got an acronym.
Mm.
Colony Collapse Disorder. And there are people who don't like genetically modified foods, and so they're blaming the corn syrup that the beekeepers feed the bees from corn made from GM crops. The people who are worried about cell phones, you know, the Luddites who like to have a cord hooked to their phone,
mm-hmm.
they're saying, oh, well, the bees are disappearing, obviously, because, you know, people are using cell phones, and besides, it causes cancer. And there's other ones, too. There's groups that are talking about pesticides. Pesticides are killing the bees. So whenever you have a mystery like this, every action group from all over the world comes out and says, oh, well, you know, we've been telling you all along.
Do you think Al Sharpton's going to come out? Do you think that Al Sharpton's going to come out and blame the disappearance of bees on white people?
Look at that. We took Don Imus off the air, and all of a sudden the bees are coming back.
They're coming back. Well, we see. We lost two hives. We just have three hives up on the roof of our barn. Mm-hmm. They're up there because a bear got the got them a few years ago. So we're up on the roof, and so now they're up there. And, you know, it was our fault because we had a really strong hive, and we split it, and we had two really strong hives.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took one that really wasn't strong enough and split it again, and we had a really early and cold winter, and they really didn't have enough food up there.
I'm a bit of a bee novice. How do you split a hive? When you split a hive, do they make another queen or something? How does that work?
Well, they're all female, pretty much. The males in a beehive are just good for keeping the queen warm during the winter. The queen has to stay at 90 degrees, even if it's minus 10 degrees. She has to stay at 90 degrees all winter long. And
wow.
So basically, the males just kind of, you know, circle and die off as it gets too cold. And they're also, they're used for mating with other hives. But, I mean, there's just a billion things about bees. They're just an amazing creature.
So wait, when you split it off, then one of the females turns into a queen? Is that what happens?
Yes, exactly. What happens is the colony figures out, I mean, it's all through chemicals. The colony figures out that the queen is getting weak. She's not laying enough, or, you know, she's getting kind of old or whatever. And so the younger of those bees will actually start to create this thing called a queen cell, and they'll make it a little bit bigger. They'll have the queen come in there and say, oh, yeah, this is just a regular cell. She'll put her seed in there, and then they'll get to work. They'll feed it this thing called royal jelly,
mm-hmm.
which turns a normal bee into a queen. And then they'll kind of, you know, they'll do this maybe 10 or 15 queens. And then one of those queens, they'll all hatch, and they'll all fight each other, and the strongest one will survive.
Wow.
And then she'll go on
I say that's how we elect our, that we should elect our politicians in the same manner.
Feed them royal jelly and let them fight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the next one is fun, because then she gets to go on a mating flight.
Right.
And this is where the males come in. She goes up to like 30,000 feet, just huge, way up in the air, and mates with as many males as she can find, sometimes hundreds of thousands of them. Yeah.
Do bees have sex?
In flight, man. Fly United.
That's amazing.
Is that what they're doing when they're like two bees are together and sort of?
Have you seen two bees together?
I've seen two bees together.
You may have seen two wasps together. Unless you're on an airplane, no, you're not really gonna see that because
it could have been wasps. I'm not a bee expert, but I'm pretty sure that I've seen some sort of yellow and black striped bee looking thing.
They fly. Wait, how high up do they fly?
Oh, they fly 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 feet. I mean, it's just amazing.
That is tremendous. I did not learn any of this in school.
Do you eat the royal jelly yourself, too?
Well, that's the best stuff in the world.
I don't know why I eat it, but I do.
Well, where do you get it from?
You buy royal jelly from bee people.
Really? Where? How? Do you know bee people up here?
I haven't gotten any since I've been up here, and it's I haven't really tried that hard. But yes, there's all kinds of bee products.
Now wait, how does it compare to honey? Completely different?
It's a little tangier.
Hmm.
Huh.
It's more opaque too.
Very.
Yeah, there's not just honey and royal jelly. There's also pollen. I mean, these guys are just expert at growing pollen, and you use that, and that'll kill everything that ails you. The thing about bees, especially locally grown, like Mark said, locally grown honey will fix your allergies because it's got all the pollen that when it gets into your lungs, it creates all kinds of problems. But when it gets into your bloodstream, it actually helps you create antibodies and antigens that will fix you.
Wow.
And it will get rid of your hay fever, basically. But only if it's
local.
Pure honey from locally grown bees. Bees that are in the same area as you. You know, sniffing the same flowers as you.
Way cool.
Now, is that true with the royal jelly too? Does it have to be local product?
That's a good question. Well, why not support your local? You support your neighbors.
Yeah, but find a damn bee hive for me then.
How much? How much? What percentage? I mean, obviously get a lot of honey, but how much royal jelly do you get to honey?
Our roommate was talking about having a beehive in our backyard.
That'd
do you remember?
Yeah, and you shot him down.
What? Are you scared of bees?
I'm not scared of bees.
You. Ryan, quick final question: What percentage? What percentage jelly to honey is there?
it's not, you can't really measure that because you extract the honey using one machine, you extract the jelly. We really
awesome.
Don't do jelly. We
Thank
do
you, Brian. More on the way. I've never known so much. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Shrine of Female listeners included. The dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo in order to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 1-800-657-5066. We're going back to Tim in Illinois. We tried him earlier last hour, and his cell phone sort of crapped out, so we're giving him another shot. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I go through a stretch of country, and it's harsh on the phone.
It happens.
Nobody wants to hear your excuses,
what,
Tim. Go
was,
on.
What was on your mind?
Well, you were talking about The Market for Liberty, the book that you're going to be reading.
That's correct.
And I had an idea. I don't want to make it work much more harder than you already do. But I thought it'd be kind of a cool idea if you did maybe a small companion piece to it in which you kind of explained it a little more, but only relating to current day topics.
Yeah, I was thinking about like recording a foreword, because they have some forewords that were written back in the 70s, and mm-hmm. I sort of want to comment on how, okay, this book was written in the 70s, but, and you know, you keep that in mind when listening to it or reading it, but also take note of how well, how well it's held up over the years. The
right.
the book and its concepts really are way ahead of their time, and you'd be shocked at some of the predictions that these guys made back in the 70s that essentially have come to fruition.
Right, and I also called to talk about immigration.
Okay, sure.
Okay, do you guys think that it's very principled to use the term illegal alien or illegal immigrant?
I don't believe that there is should be such a thing as an illegal versus a legal one. There should be no laws in regards to
I don't know that the use of the term is principled or not. I just don't think that there should be, a law keeping people out.
Why do you ask?
Now, I realize that it's necessary to use those terms in order to explain the type of people that you're talking about when you mm-hmm. bring up this issue of illegal immigrants or illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as principled libertarians or anarcho-capitalists, that instead of using that term, we should just refer to them as immigrants. Because that's all they are. That's all we were, or not we, but our ancestors. So it would just make sense in a, you know, as a principled stance to cut out the illegal part of those terms.
Absolutely. I know that some people are calling them undocumented immigrants or undocumented workers,
right?
Which it's certainly a softer sound, but when you say illegal alien, you're also pointing out you're pointing to the alien and saying they're breaking the law, but you're also pointing out there's a crappy law.
That's true.
I don't know. You have to be pretty explicit, though.
You would have to be, only if you're... every time I talk about illegal aliens, I go to bat for the aliens. I say that, this is the way things should be. We should be a free country with free people allowed to move freely across borders.
I don't even like the term alien.
No, definitely not.
it sounds a little harsh.
Little men with the big eyes, the gray heads.
Green?
And the big eyes.
Mm.
Right.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, they're people. They're people moving from one place to another. I think immigrant's the most accurate term. And to use the term illegal is to sort of give the government, a little bit too much credit. Because that's a term that the government has slapped on them. Because mm-hmm. they created this fiction.
It's people like Lou who dehumanize these people all the time. The guy Lou you had on,
who
it was last Monday.
Lou?
Yeah.
Did you hear him thank us for the airtime at the end of it? Like he was being gracious at the end. Doing the Italian dictator thing at the hey.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah, you're right. They do try to make them sound like they're all the same, which is why whenever you hear one of these conservative so-called talk show hosts railing against immigration or illegal immigration, whatever you want to call it, they always trot out these examples of, last week there was an illegal who was driving drunk, and he got in a car accident, and there was another illegal that murdered somebody, as though all
Americans do this.
Right, and nobody talks about it if there's not illegal aliens involved.
Right, their position is, if it weren't for them coming here, then these things wouldn't have happened.
Right, as though crimes would not be committed unless people, illegal aliens came in.
Exactly.
Tim, thanks for your call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's absolutely absurd, and they're trying to paint all of them with that same brush, as though because a few of the people that have come to this country are criminals, are violent, dangerous people, as though because a handful of them are that way, that they all must be from cut from the same cloth. I mean, how isn't it? That belies a little bit of racism to me. That belies a serious bias. And just an intellectually
dishonest...
That
they're somehow genetically inferior to white people?
Yeah. They're more predisposed to crime because they crossed without filling out paperwork? Are you kidding me?
See, that always seems like the cop-out to me. Oh, well, I don't have any problem with immigrants. Only with illegal immigrants.
Yeah, and they always have to hit it hard when they say the word.
We've shown time and time again that it doesn't really seem to matter to the ICE guys. You know, they just go in and sweep up everybody that looks Mexican.
That's right, they sure do.
And
I bet if there are Polish immigrants at the, let's say they raid another factory in the Northeast where there's not as many Mexicans in comparison to other people immigrating from elsewhere, mm-hmm. and there's Polish immigrants at the same factory that happen to be illegal, I bet they won't even get checked. They probably won't even check their ID.
They probably wouldn't, simply because they wouldn't, they wouldn't know to check. They would be looking, what they're looking for. They're looking for illegal Mexicans, and they're finding illegal Mexicans.
I wonder what percentage of illegal aliens in this country are Irish, English, Polish, and people just don't even think about them.
I don't know what the percentage is, but I can say personally that I've met an Irish illegal immigrant.
I'm sure there's plenty of them. I'm just curious. Nobody ever talks about them.
I personally met a German who was here on a traveling visa, but he needed, he was basically traveling and working around the world, and he needed a job while he was here, so I got him a job with a friend of mine. And
that's aiding and abetting, boy.
Fine.
There's going to be a new criminal charge for that.
Come
throw your ass in a prison cell trying to help out them illegals. The hell's wrong with you, son?
See, so
you don't like our culture, do you?
What? Because I want more Germans here to make
that's right.
Worse
we'll bring
stuff.
Them krauts in here. Their darn crowdiness. Wanting to get our jobs and stuff. 800-259-9231. Don't you love how their voices just you can just hear them dripping with hatred when they utter the word illegal.
It just seems to be how I hear it. I know that there are many that say otherwise, that that's not what they feel, that they only dislike the illegal, that they dislike the illegals and that kind of thing. But
if that's true,
I hear
really
bigotry
true.
when I hear them talk.
Well, they're bigoted in favor of the law. Whatever the law says is what they think is right. And that's really the biggest, I mean, beyond the racism, that's the biggest problem that people have.
And it's really, they'll call out a bad law when they see a bad law, but they like this law.
Yeah.
They like this discriminatory law.
Protecting our culture and our jobs. 800-259-9231. You can bring in whatever you want, toll free. Speaking of crossing borders, Mark Emery may be forced to cross the Canadian border, and as he's extradited possibly into the United States on marijuana charges, we'll tell you about it coming up.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and talk with New Hampshire natives and those who have made the move. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It is the 420 edition of Free Talk Live here on...
is something wrong with the plumbing?
I haven't used the bong hit sound effect in a long time, so
probably not since last 420.
Finally have an excuse to do it again here. We got some marijuana news, as a matter of fact. And when I first saw this news, I thought, oh, this isn't a real website. I thought that it was satire or something like that. But then I did a Google search to double verify it, and Forbes.com reporting from Health Day News. While smoking marijuana is never good for the lungs, as it turns out, the active ingredient in pot might just help fight lung cancer.
Yeah, now, that's the strange part of this I didn't understand. Wait a minute. It helps fight lung cancer, but it's not good for your lungs?
Well, they're just saying that putting smoke in your lungs
isn't
can't possibly be good.
No, it can't be good.
And I would agree. I can't imagine that it would be good to inhale carbon monoxide-based products into your lungs.
Certainly doesn't feel good when you inhale a lot of it.
No, that's for sure. But nonetheless, this, and we'll get to the details here, but this may point out why it is that all the studies have shown that they've done over the past several decades that no one has ever really been found to have developed lung cancer and been a marijuana smoker. Now, okay, there are some people that smoke marijuana that also smoked cigarettes,
yeah,
and they've gotten lung cancer.
Sure.
But nobody who is just a marijuana smoker...
Because cigarettes will give you lung cancer.
Right. No one who has ever smoked marijuana, and that's it, has ever come down with lung cancer.
You know,
and maybe this is why.
I went in to get that laser treatment that makes you quit smoking, mm-hmm, because I smoke cigars, and I swear I'm addicted to the darn things. The
when ladies, did you do this?
It's been a year and a half.
Didn't work, huh?
Well, I didn't get it.
Oh.
The lady's like, oh, you smoke cigars? Well, they aren't treated with the same chemicals that cigarettes are. You're not nearly as likely to get lung cancer from smoking a cigar.
Really?
From smoking cigarettes.
I've heard that before.
The chemical, you know, there's 300 or something chemicals in cigarettes, carcinogenic, or I don't know. I don't know what the statistics are. Some number like that.
Well, Harvard University researchers have found that in both laboratory and mouse studies, Delta tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, which is the active ingredient, the stuff that gets you high, that is, cuts tumor growth in half in common lung cancer while impeding the cancer's ability to spread. It actually fights lung cancer. The compound, quote, seems to have a suppressive effect on certain lines of cancer cells. Now, I don't know if this particular story will talk about it, but as it turns out, you actually have, they mentioned EGF receptor sites. You actually have receptor sites in your brain for cannabinoids.
Yeah, it's amazing. But pot might really be, like, we might be designed to smoke pot.
Or consume pot, not
or
necessarily
something.
Smoke it.
Well, yeah.
There are different ways to consume it. You can actually eat it, you can cook with it, you can vaporize it, and you can smoke it. Injecting it, not a good idea.
Injecting anything probably
right.
Isn't a good idea with the exception of insulin or something like that.
According to the researchers, THC fights lung cancer by curbing epidermal growth factor, or EGF, a molecule that promotes the growth and spread of particularly aggressive non-small cell lung cancers. It seems to go to EGF receptor sites on cells and actually inhibit growth, said one of the researchers. The findings are preliminary, however, and other outside experts urged caution. Dr. Norman Edelman, the chief medical officer at the American Lung Association, says it's an interesting laboratory study, but you have to have enough additional animal studies to make sure the effect is reproducible and to make sure that there are no overt toxic effects. It's a little more than tantalizing because it's a compound that we know has been in humans and has not caused major problems. That's certainly a fact. No one's ever died as a result of smoking marijuana. The findings were to be presented at the American Association for Cancer Research. Lung cancer is the number one cancer killer in the world. Lung tumors that overproduce the EGF receptor tend to be extra aggressive and therefore don't respond well to chemotherapy. Chemo's not working? Pick up the bong. THC is the main active ingredient of cannabis sativa, marijuana. It has been shown to inhibit tumor growth and cancer, but specific information on its action against lung cancer has so far been limited. In the new study, the researchers first showed that two different lung cancer lines, as well as samples from patient lung tumors, produce the cannabinoid receptors CB1 and CB2. Endocannabinoids that are produced naturally in the body, are thought to have an effect on pain, anxiety, and inflammation when they bind to cannabinoid receptors. That might have something to do with why there are certain people out there who claim that they get pain relief from consuming marijuana. In fact,
I can't see why they wouldn't.
Well, I think Julia's one of those people.
Yeah, I have a really weird, weak stomach, and sometimes smoking marijuana, or I don't smoke anymore, but taking marijuana is the only thing that will help calm my stomach down. Headaches, all kinds of things.
Next, the researchers injected standard doses of THC into mice implanted with human lung cancer cells. After 3 weeks of treatment, tumors shrank by about 50% in animals treated with THC compared to those in the control group. The findings might shed light on a question that's been puzzling Horowitz. Why hasn't there been a spike in lung cancer in the generation that smoked a lot of marijuana in the 1960s? He says, I find it fascinating, wondering if the reasons we're not seeing this spike is that THC inhibits lung cancer cells. It'd be very ironic, although you certainly wouldn't tell somebody who smoked cigarettes to add marijuana. A second set of findings presented at the cancer place suggested that a viral-based gene therapy could target both primary and distant tumors while ignoring healthy cells. When injected into 15 mice with this prostate cancer, the smart bomb therapy eliminated all signs of cancer. So some pretty positive things going on in the world of cancer research. And marijuana may have a lot to do with it.
I think that's what excites you the most.
Well, I get excited when
I
hear...
Do you think it would have made air if it just happened to be cancer research?
Well, what's exciting about it is your whole life you've been told that you shouldn't smoke marijuana. So when you hear stuff like this,
And a good portion of his life he has been.
I've heard this over and over and over again on this show. You know what I mean? You constantly read articles like this. And to me, if this was legalized and people could actually do extensive research, I think that the results would be amazing as far as what marijuana could do. I'd like to know what marijuana could really do.
Right, because right now the DEA pretty much doesn't approve most studies on marijuana in this country. A lot of marijuana studies have to be done outside of the United States. And so were marijuana to be re-legalized, for lack of a better term, then all of those studies could commence. The different universities around the country could do whatever sort of studies they wanted to on pot, and we'd find out all sorts of interesting things. Maybe we'd find out that it's bad in some way.
So this really flies in the face of the anti-pot people.
It sure does. And the fact is, they don't actually really have any evidence on their side.
The DARE class.
Right,
facts,
and that's just propaganda.
Facts.
That's just Those are just claims. Oh, you're going to grow breasts if you smoke marijuana. Not true. In fact, the first pot book that I read back when I was, it's probably almost been a decade now, it's called Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts, and it's a brilliant book. I'm sure you can get it at amazon.freetalklive.com. But they go down the 20 most popular marijuana myths that the government's been propagating for the past several decades, and they just eviscerate them with evidence, citations, science.
I heard an ONDCP commercial where they accuse drug dealers of telling lies to your kids. And I'm like, oh yeah, like the ONDCP isn't telling your kids lies and taking your tax money to do it. At least the drug dealers leave you alone. They're not taking your money.
Well, they're taking it voluntarily.
Well, they're selling people things. That's not taking money. That's accepting money.
Correct. For services.
Entirely
and
different.
Let's go to Sean in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Sean. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about why marijuana should be legalized.
We'll talk about it in a moment. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231.
Criminals
not going to get
everywhere.
A lot of opposition on this one. If you are a drug warrior and you're listening to the show, please call in. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It is the 420 edition of Free Talk Live. Still to come, we'll hopefully get to talk about the entomology of 420, where it comes from, what it means, and all that good stuff. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Today, class, we'll study the elements of the periodic table. Forget that, teacher. Let's get under the hood with a real-life chemistry lab. When I come back, we'll experiment.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Close the chemistry books. Here's a real-world lesson in nitrous oxide. Before jet propulsion, nitrous oxide was used to increase airspeed in World War II Allied aircraft. Then later developed as a racing application, this compound provides a powerful boost at around 570 degrees Fahrenheit when it splits, feeding more combustion-friendly oxygen to an engine while increasing fuel injection. The result? Greater horsepower and a rocket ride. Now, class, your homework is to memorize this. The street is a dangerous place to mix this explosive combination, drinking and driving. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You like the show. You like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, spreading the message of freedom and liberty. Well, you can help us do it on a voluntary basis by going to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll find that all we're asking for, and we're just asking you, is for a contribution of $3 a month.
Well, it's not a contribution. It's a membership, sort of.
Not really. I mean, you get a few
really.
Perks.
First
and foremost, it's to help Free Talk Live.
I would totally agree it helps Free Talk Live. But
you're contributing to our success.
You're selling a membership, and you're promising to use the profits only for certain things.
That's true.
All the proceeds go towards advertising, marketing, promoting Free Talk Live. We give you, the other radio show hosts, what do they sell you their archives and their live stream and all that other stuff for? $8 a month?
$7.
$6 a month? Something like that? Well, we give you a bunch of bonuses, which is the amplifier, telephone line,
forum, and that's about it. I guess there's maybe something else, but
there's one more, but I don't remember what it is offhand. But anyway, the amplifiers get some benefits.
You guys fit the amplifier tag on your BBS name.
That's nice.
Everyone knows it. All right, so head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about how we're spending the money. We're buying industry advertisements to promote the show to more radio stations. We've got a lot going on. It's pretty exciting. It's working well, and we could use your help. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Sean in North Carolina. You're back on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, so what's on your mind?
I just want to start off by saying that I just did that donation thing. I just joined.
Oh, fantastic. I'll probably be processing them tomorrow, so patience, and we'll get you all upgraded. So...
I just love the show, and I love listening, and I had to join.
Good deal.
Yeah. So I want to go back to what I was talking about, legalizing marijuana.
Yes.
I don't really think it does any bad. It may make you a little calm and stuff, but, well, I heard you guys like mudkips.
What is that?
What?
Mudkips? Is that like a fish?
Heard of that?
No, I don't know. Mark's laughing.
I don't have any idea what he's talking about, but I know it can't be good.
You don't like mudkips? No, it's not bad. Trust me. It is not bad. You can look it up on Google, do whatever you want. It's not bad.
Spell it.
It's all related.
Is it mudkiss or mudkips? Which, how do you spell it?
Kips.
K-I-P-S?
Mark, no, K-I-P-Z, actually.
K-I-P-Z. All right. Now, but you won't tell us what it is. You're being very reticent.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you guys to see it for yourself. It's not actually anything bad, trust me. You'll see it for yourself. But I just want to continue by talking about this.
Alrighty. Did you call that one, Mark?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
What the hell? Somebody's talking about mudkips? You don't think it's a prank call?
Well, I figured it was.
I recognize their voices now.
Yeah. Did you look it up, Mark? Mudkips? K-I-P-Z?
I think it's a misspelling of something.
Hmm.
How sad that
I bet
kids don't have anything better to do on Friday night.
I think it's... Oh, it's this. It's part of that whole online kids speak.
The 4chan thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that stuff means. I can usually read what they're saying. But,
right.
Yeah.
What did you wiki it? Did you wiki it?
No, I just Googled it.
Right. So I guess it's been suggested that the guys that are calling the show and making that silly noise at the end of their call.
What does that mean anyway?
That's just it. There's some sort of like in joke basically. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure someone out there will do the research and maybe even infiltrate their little online gang so we can figure out exactly what it is. Because it's just not funny.
No, their calls are terrible.
Mudkips sounds kind of funny. That sounds like it could be sort of funny.
There might be something too.
I'd like to know what that is. Anyway, let's go to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Julian.
Hold on just a second.
Wait.
The definition from UrbanDictionary.com took me a second. Mudkips started a long time ago in a galaxy far away, a.k.a. the GD. People came out with mudkip porno, so then everything started going.
Well, that clears it up.
Song. So I heard you like mudkips. Mudkips is a Pokemon released in Pokemon Fire, Red Leaf, Green for GBA. This is for the GD.
It's a Pokemon.
A tribute to y'all from Ms. Majority. So I heard you like mudkips. Mudkips.
So
I think it's
some
a
sort
song.
Of...
It sounds like a song that would have been written by one of the computer geek guys.
Yeah.
I kind of like
by
it.
By the way, if you go to this 4chan website, it's interesting. Not in a good way
what
either.
What is it, 4chan.org? Is that what it is?
I don't know. If you go to Wikipedia and look up 4chan, it explains what it is the best that I saw. And it's kind of confusing. It's basically just... some sort of a really poorly put together message board system.
It's an awful message board system where a bunch of people post a lot of anime porn.
Yeah.
Basically is what it is.
It's a bunch of 13-year-old boys sitting around with nothing better to do on a Friday night.
You'll be very disturbed if you go to 4CHAN, number 4CHAN.org. Here is the Mudkips definition from... Encyclopedia Dramatica, which is like a website devoted to these people, a website about all the little sort of internet, I guess, the concepts and things that they come up with. Oh, here's an entire page about mudkips. In fact, they show the mudkips. It's this little blue beast, this little blue Pokemon beast. So we'll see if we can do a little bit more research, try to understand.
Okay, well,
try to wrap our minds.
Perhaps
around
it goes when I was in high school. For some reason or another, there was a brief period of time where it was okay to it was fun to say everything was smurfin', because when we were a little younger, Smurfs were cool. So I don't know if you realize this, but Smurfs described everything as being smurfin'.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so. I don't know. There was a brief period of time when I was in high school that it was you're sort of referencing good memories of your youth. I don't just a guess.
Got it. It says here, so you claim to like mudkips. Well, then you are an unholy anime fag with a penchant for that fag out of Pokemon's. Can't say that word, but that's fine, really, to each his own. Spawned from a DeviantArt comment inviting someone to their Pokemon group, the comment basically used the person's apparent like of Mudkips, which is, again, a Pokemon, to perhaps entice the user to join the group. Whether or not said person actually joined is unknown. It eventually spawned a very popular piece of copypasta again, so many terms that I just don't, you know,
yeah, the 4chan thing is just really weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of insider stuff. On 4chan's channel B, telling a story about someone at school asking, "So I heard you like Mudkips," to some retard who screams back, "I love Mudkips." This resulted in the retard dry humping a Mudkips doll in the school hallways. So, I mean, there's just nothing here. It's a completely...
I'll tell you, whoever that guy is managed to get us off on a subject, though.
There's a graphic here of a swastika made out of Mudkips. I mean...
Well, I just got some really awful Mudkip porn, I am to me. It included some Mudkip fisting.
Yeah, I
so,
see some Mudkip
really
porn
sorry
here, too.
I got that.
This is wrong.
It's all wrong.
Apparently, Stephen Colbert has referenced the Mudkips on his show Comedy Central. So there you go. Now you know more about that than you ever wanted to. So let's go to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Liam.
Hi. You guys were talking earlier about immigration and kind of made a joke about how they would never check the status of any Polish people, which made me want to call in because... there's a lot of illegal immigrants from Poland here in Sweden.
Really?
And I really like them because they provide a lot of agorist services.
Like
which,
drugs.
Which ties into what you were talking about the other day.
Right. Agorist, can you define what an agorist service is for those who don't know?
Well, it's kind of providing something on the black market, the gray market, selling something without paying taxes, that sort of thing.
Right, just conducting business without without asking the government's permission. If that's what you're doing, whether it's gray market or whatever, if you're just doing it without permission, you are an agorist. You are participating in agorism.
Right, and here in Sweden we have a lot of that, mainly because of our high taxes and a lot of regulations on every kind of aspect of business.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people who do that are Polish people. I buy cigarettes from Polish people on the black market. I buy alcohol from Polish people on the black market. I go to a black market club, which is run by Polish people.
Really? Now, how does it operate? I mean, how do they... is it like in a warehouse in an industrial district, or how do they operate without scrutiny?
Pretty much that's what it is.
Huh.
Swedish law, you can operate a club if you don't make a profit... and it's for members only, then you can operate a private members club. And there's no real way of checking if one of these clubs is really making a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not really any way of checking if the people who are in the club are actually members.
Because it's private.
So it's a bit of a gray area.
Interesting. Very cool. So the Polish people are the black market purveyors in Sweden.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest groups that provide black market services. You
good
can actually
you
get
know.
Dental service from Polish
wow.
people in Sweden.
Thanks for the call, Liam. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Black market dentist. I guess that's what happens when socialism takes over. When the government is providing dental care, black market dentists show up. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Summer.